In this lesson, we'll work on improvising over the changes to the standard Like Someone in Love in Concert C. There are many approaches to learning standards. My favorite approach is to learn the tune by ear. And for me, the best way to do this is by singing. The voice is the most honest connection between your mind's ear. It's nearly impossible to sing something you don't hear. And if you do sing something you don't hear, it's fairly obvious that you can't hear it, and that your intonation will be very poor. And what you sing will sound more like a rhythm and a phrase than an actual transcribable notes. So through the voice, we can tell exactly what we can and can't hear, and we can see where we need improvement and what parts of the harmony of a given tune are the most difficult for us. I suggest learning the melody and the bass motion by ear. That is, sing the bass motion along with the piano, or sing the bass motion along with a sequence track until you can sing it a cappella and stay perfectly in tune. Then do the same thing for the melody. Or you can start with the melody first. In any case, you should be able to sing the melody and the bass motion very clearly in tune, a cappella. I have sequenced the progression and suggest you sing to the sequence. You can use a play-along record, but sometimes a sequence is a little more clear, and although it's mechanical, it's also simple and accurate and will help develop your ears quickly. First, sing the bass motion along with the track. You may have to sing the bass motion a cappella at first and use your instrument to help you. But once you can, sing it along with this track in any octave, as the bass notes will go too low to sing in unison. After singing the bass motion for some time, allow your voice to branch out if you begin to hear other notes adjacent to the bass note, or any other note. Begin to sing that and figure out what note you're hearing. This is hard work, but the payoff is great. You begin to hear new notes above and below the bass notes that you're singing, and you begin to identify them by ear. There's no need to use your instrument during this ear training process. You're simply singing and discovering what it is you hear, and then figuring out what those notes are. Remember to improvise slowly. When you become comfortable with the progression, sing only eighth notes at the slow tempo that the sequence is programmed at. There's no need to sing anything faster than eighth notes or triplets. You're practicing slow so you can develop your ear. When you improvise on the song in a performance, you'll probably be playing it quite a bit faster. So by practicing it slow, you can polish and perfect the melodies and ideas that you do hear, and strengthen the connection between your brain and your ears and your fingers. Once you've become comfortable with the process, and you're beginning to sing many things other than the root motion, it's often beneficial to tape record yourself and then transcribe one or two choruses of your improvised singing. This activity is very beneficial to the development of your ability to play what you hear. What you sing is exactly what you hear, and if you learn to play what you've sung, you'll begin to learn how to spontaneously play what you hear on your instrument. Another beneficial outgrowth of this process is that, over time, your ear will begin to control the entire experience of improvisation, and you will begin to abandon any intellectual structure you use for improvisation, such as thinking of the chords. In other words, you'll be singing over the progression through your instrument without having to think C major, A7, D minor, or any other verbal thought. You'll be hearing melodies in your mind, and you'll be playing them on your instrument, just as you do when you sing. This may seem somewhat idealistic, but over time it becomes quite realistic. In fact, singing through the chord progression becomes easier than actually thinking of the chords, although you may think of the chords through sections of tunes that are extremely difficult to hear, and you may use thinking of the chords as a way to help you navigate and play correct melodies through chords, which will help develop your ear so that in the future you can sing through your instrument over the more difficult chords as well. So to sum up, first sing the melody and the bass motion until you can sing it perfectly a cappella. Then sing both the melody and the bass motion with the play-along sequence. After you're comfortable with that, begin to branch out from both the melody and the bass motion to create the beginnings of an improvised solo. Figure out exactly what you're hearing when you sing notes other than the root. This is a lengthy and time-consuming process. It's difficult and challenging, and you need to exercise patience, but the benefits are profound, and over time, you'll see real growth in both your ears and your technique. Your technique being your ability to play exactly what you hear. I will sing over the progression for one chorus to give you an example of improvising using the voice. If you find it helpful, you can transcribe the simple melodies I am singing. Although what I am singing is simple, it takes time to become comfortable with the progression and the harmonic motion of a song. Begin to string logical melodic material through a complex harmonic progression. Be patient, focus on the melody and the root motion, and slowly, new notes will come to you. The longer you work at this, the greater the results and the benefits. This is Matt Otto. I hope you enjoyed this lesson.